In Romans 12, beginning at verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. You know, we gather around this table because we truly have a merciful God. Bobby mentioned earlier John 3:16, but I think you need to partner with it through 3:17 to know that Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but through the world, so that the world through him might be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 25 says, For I received from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We gather here weekly because we've been instructed to do so by the word of God. In Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, it says, Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We gather here weekly to remind us of God's love and of God's mercy. And then later down in chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says, But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. We gather here weekly to be thankful of the sacrifice that Christ made for all of us. So how do we respond to God's mercy? Go back to the initial verses that we read from Romans chapter 12. We are to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. We are to offer ourselves as living sacrifices on the altar of God's grace. If Christ died for us, we ought to be willing to live for him. This table assists us as Christians to see the privilege we have in living for Christ in light of the sacrifice that Christ made for us. What an honor it is this morning to gather here and remember the tremendous sacrifice that Christ made upon Calvary's cross.